Now in verse 12, through the remainder of this chapter, he moves into an area, and I do wish I had a better word for it, but I don't, and I call it materialism. We would say today that it's living for the now. This is the now generation, now. And it's all right because the Bible presents now generation. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And so I think I belong to that now generation. But now this man, he tries out here materialism, living for the here and now, living for self, selfishness. All of these words describe a facet of this type of living, and there are many like this. Now listen to him. Verse 12, Ecclesiastes 2. And I turn myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly. And what can the man do that cometh after the king, even that which hath been already done? In other words, no one could live it up more than Solomon did. And he said they'd have to repeat what he did, and they'd find it very monotonous. Verse 13, then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. In other words, it's better to be wise than to be foolish. It's better to be a wise man than it is to be a fool. It's better to be an educated man than to be an ignorant man. Most people would accept that, I'm sure. And Solomon is saying that. But notice the conclusion that he comes to. Why, the wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. I used to hear it when I was in school. I've had my parents use it with me. I've had school teacher. Use your mind. Use your head. Use your eyes. And that's what Solomon is saying here. A wise man uses his eyes, uses his head. The fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happeneth to them all. But it doesn't make any difference how smart you are. You don't really get too far away from the fool, because both going to come out at the same place, and they're going to carry your feet forward out and bury you in the ground or put you somewhere. You're both going to end up the same way. Then said I in my heart, as it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me. And why was I then more wise? You'd think a smart fellow'd find another way out. Then I said in my heart that this also is vanity. Isn't it interesting that man, with all he knows today, and with all of the tremendous inventions that have come to pass, and even scientific advances have been made in the realm of medicine, yet man today cannot extend human life very long. They say, my, the average life is up now another 10 years. 10 years? You want to put 10 years down by 1,000, see how much you got? You want to put 10 years down by eternity and see what you have? 10 years. Well, you don't even have a minute on the clock of eternity. You don't have a second on that clock, my friend. The thing is that man really hasn't done very much for himself here on this earth. Not at all. Now, will you notice verse 16? For there's no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man? As the fool. Same way. They die just the same way. You can't learn anything. I don't care how high your IQ is. I don't care how many PhD degrees you have, or THD, or any kind of a D degree. Why, it doesn't make any difference. My friend, you don't know anything that's going to really help you out when the time comes to die, because you're going to go right out that door. And there's nothing in the world that'll keep you from it.